Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your host. And it must be Friday because I'm hanging out with yet another cool group of people. And I can tell the difference between the Thursday group of people and the Friday group of people because while Patrice is the common denominator between all the shows, it's the other people that change. And it's that other group, our U.S. contingent, where I'm looking in, we've all kind of gone Earth Tony today, haven't we? Except for me, I'm in black, and which reflects my soul. I'm kidding. I'm a redhead. I don't have a soul. Anyhow, it's great to be here with all of you, and Apple has done their part to make it a little easier for us to find things to talk about this week. So anyhow, who are all the cool earth tone people that we have with us today? Well, Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. I really didn't think about being earth tone today, but if you say so, I just wanted to be dark so they can find my body in the snow.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Other than that, all's good.
Chuck, if it's any consolation at all, it has been warm enough here the past few days that I have my windows open. I slept with my windows open a little bit last night, and we are climbing up in to the 50s U.S. temperature today, and we're going to be pushing close to 60 Fahrenheit over the weekend. You're welcome.
I got nothing. I could have slept up with the windows open if I wanted to be a popsicle, but other than that, no.
Well, no. Okay, fair. Fair. I was not at risk of freezing. Yeah. And also not at risk of freezing because so hot. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good. Friday, glad to be here as always. Yeah, it's a little cold here, but hey, we're just kind of living with it. It's been nonstop for like close to 2 weeks now. But yeah, there was a lot to talk about, definitely for sure. It was quite a busy week for Apple.
It was. And rounding out our Popsicle Club, Marty, how's it going for you?
Minus 25 degrees Celsius this morning. That says it all. This shirt was selected from a chair I have over to out of view that my wife refers to as, "Are you going to do something with that?"
Yeah.
And
been there, done that.
Yeah, I kind of pulled the shirt from the bottom because that was all the ones on top have been recently worn. So I go through this cycle of shirts that way. So okay. I'm doing good. It's great. I might, you know, after this, I get to take a nap. Who knows? I might even start the nap during the show.
You know, you're a grown up. You can do anything you want, right?
I mean, Margie also works in academia, so he's probably perfected the skill of sleeping with his eyes open.
Eyes open, yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
You know, I've considered doing the thing where you paint eyeballs on your eyelids.
Oh. That would be cool.
Yeah. No one would ever know.
I think first done by Harpo.
Yeah, well, you learn from the masters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of, Patrice, how are you?
I'm also sleepy, to be honest. Been a tough week, but I took a nap before the show. I was done. But yeah, it's gone. Been a challenging week, a nice week, a crazy week, all of it. I had a friend come over from Germany, and we spent 3 days here in Vienna, and way too much food, way too much, very good, way too good food. So there's that.
What a horrible problem to have.
Ah, it's so
I
bad.
Had too much good food. I don't know
yeah,
how
exactly.
You're going to cope.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. I know.
Yeah. Well, no exciting food stories for me. Sorry.
Aww.
And we've established that here in Colorado, Excuse me. It is significantly warmer than the eastern part of the United States, and I'm sorry to say that it sure looks like there's more bitter, dangerous cold coming to the eastern U.S. And more mild winter weather here in Colorado. We
Wow.
live in crazy times. So,
What was your first clue, Jeff?
oh, I could write you a laundry list of clues. The
Yeah.
clues are so hot and heavy that even Sherlock would be like, seriously? The private eye, not the features that Apple steals from other companies. Although seriously is an appropriate response to both. Well, anyhow, we have obligatory news that we have to discuss, which also has some news in it, and it's that Apple yesterday, as we record, so that would be Friday, January 29th, Apple announced their first fiscal quarter earnings for 2026. So that would be the December quarter. And they made a metric buttload of money. Yeah. So I dropped a link into the live chat from Six
Six
Colors. And how about if I add in Apple's own link? So you have tons of information right there in the live chat. Excuse me. So revenue was up 16% compared to the previous quarter. And what a surprise, services were way up. Revenue from China jumped way up. And so the big thing is, how much money did Apple actually make? Revenue was $143.8 billion.
Yeah, the answer is all of it.
All of it. Yeah, so that's up 16% year over year, and diluted earnings per share was $2.84, which is up 19% year over year. Excuse me. So there is a ton of money that Apple made.
And the profit. Oof.
And profit. Yep. iPhone accounted for
42.1.
59% of revenue for the quarter. Services is at 21%. And then everything else that they have makes up the rest. Mac revenue is down just a little bit. iPad revenue is up. And product and service, let's see, excuse me, iPhone way up. And services is still creeping up, and gross margin is up. Everything is basically up, except Mac sales are down just a little bit. So there you go. Oh, yeah. Total profit up 42.1%. Holy crap. And there you go. So that's the quick overview of everything. Thoughts?
Same procedure as every quarter.
Right. And yet someone will say, oh, Apple's in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Apple predicted it, right? I mean, their forecast in September was exactly that they would go up. I think they went up a little bit more than estimated, but okay, fine. But other than that, it's like, I mean, they were hoping for a really good quarter and they got a really, really, really good quarter. So the iPhone power, I mean, which is probably still selling, but probably still the majority of that money is the iPhone. So, I mean, the seven, despite what everybody is saying, the 17s are selling.
Yeah, it seems though every year there's at least a faction, excuse me, that talks about how iPhone sales just aren't there. They're soft compared to previous years. And it seems though that every year we see the same results when Apple does their earnings reports, that iPhone sales are still very strong.
Well,
Yeah,
Jeff,
exactly.
I mean, think about how, the iPhone 16 was going to be boring. The iPhone 17 was going to be very boring. I don't know. I don't know what they want. And it bothers me that, people buy into this until they see it, and I'm talking about the analysts, that they say, oh, well, there's no excitement here. And then all of a sudden, guess what? I have to wonder if, and I'm not quite sure because I don't track this kind of thing myself, but there were some pretty healthy rumors, as usual, about a MacBook, an M5 MacBook coming out end of January. And so,
Pro and Pro Max.
How many people might have held off on a Mac purchase last quarter, based on those rumors, those, whatever. And so, I some maybe I'm just looking for problems, but I just feel like some of the things, we need to go on what actually happens, because the for the last few weeks, it seems like the rumors have just been rampant. And one leaker says one thing, then another leaker contradicts it, and the tech media is obligated, it seems, to report both, and then they do a third article on the fact that the leakers don't agree. So I get really frustrated with this kind of thing, and then when you turn around and see the results, and it's like, why did anybody pay attention to any of these people? Because they seldom get it right.
Yeah, and I think some of these the bump in phone sales is new people who are switching and or are getting into the iPhone. And there was another report we talked about. There are like 2.5 billion active iPhones in the world, and that's just incredibly remarkable. The other news was that China was a big chunk of this new change. So that might have contributed to the iPhone sales. This will obviously change next quarter. I agree with Chuck. There wasn't really anything exciting at the Mac level in terms of this last quarter. But if something comes out this quarter, you're going to see probably a bump. The sales and that will go up. So it's really, what's fresh at the store. The thing about the story about how Tim Cook and Apple were unprepared for the AirPod Pros 3 and the response that people had to that. I got on that right away. I don't know, maybe some of you know, if there was like delays in shipping, if that affected that. I mean, if that was a sign that people had there was a big demand for this, or if people were able to get them pretty freshly. But the claim was they didn't expect that kind of sales on the AirPods Pro 3. But people have been listening to all the new things that it can potentially do. And I think that's what's kind of pulled them into that. For folks who thought the old AirPods were fine, here's some new capabilities that the new ones have. And I think that pulled in old buyers and new buyers.
I mean, the thing is, this is only the third gen, right? I mean, not including the original AirPods. So it's hard for Apple to know how cyclical it is, right? I mean, how many new people are buying it? I mean, they can ask and they might get some idea, but they don't know, are all the second gen people going to upgrade, or are 10% or 1% going to upgrade? Like, it's hard for them to predict it because it's not been around. Like, for the iPhone, I'm pretty sure they have a relatively solid idea, like how many people will upgrade and how many people won't, because most people probably won't, not
Yeah,
right
but
away at least.
think of that, Patrice. If there are new people getting new iPhones, what's the next accessory they're going to get?
Yeah, for
AirPods.
sure. For sure. I mean, on that side, but my point is on that side, like, yes, the people that are getting like into the iPhone or getting new devices might get it, but Apple doesn't know out of the people that have bought the previous devices whether they will upgrade or not. Not yet. I think they're learning that now, and maybe they underestimate a little bit. But we also don't know if it's true, right? This is a rumor. Who knows?
Who was it?
I
I
was just
think.
looking. Yeah,
Oh,
I was just
go
looking
ahead,
at the
Peter. Sorry.
financials, by the way. It's like, yeah, it's really interesting. Like, I mean, the iPhone is up massively. We had 69 billion a year ago and 85 billion this year.
That's
That is a lot.
significant.
Yeah, the Mac was down a little bit, 8.9 billion the year before, 8.3 now. But it's not
There are
that much. I
so
mean,
many
it is the.
companies that would love to make that much money for their entire company in a year.
Yeah. And I was thinking about, was there like what happened? What like when were Macs released last year versus this year and so on? And I think, if I remember correctly, they were later in the year last year, but I might be wrong. So or the year before now, because it was Christmas, right? Christmas quarter. The 2024 Christmas, basically. So yeah, iPads are up actually, 8 billion versus 8.5. So that's a good news. Despite, I don't think, no, we didn't get, other than the iPad Pro, I don't think we got a new iPad. Right? So they're just up.
I think you're right. I think the only new iPad
Yeah.
for the quarter was the Pro.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that bump is the Pro, that 500 million. But yeah, nice. Wearables is slightly down, 11.7 versus 11.4 now. But it's like, again, 300 million for wearables. That's a pretty big number. And of course, services are like every quarter they're going up. So they went from 26 billion to about 30 billion.
Which it doesn't sound like a big leap, but you're talking about billions of dollars. That's a huge amount of money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you also see the net sales by segment. I mean, it's like 52 in Americas versus now 58. You see, it's just across the board. Like, if Apple is saying, oh, China was a contributor, I don't see it. Like, 7 billion from China, about 5 from Europe, about 6 from North America, about 1 from not even Japan is more, let's say, half a billion. Rest of Asia Pacific is another 2 billion. So that's like, it's across the board. Like, at least I cannot pick anything out. I mean, maybe percentage wise, China is a little bit more, but just because it's a smaller number. That's said, it's pretty impressive. Will it go on like this forever? No, can't, but that's also not the point.
Well, that's one of the problems with a quarter like this is that, the next quarter is going to be compared to it, and next year's quarter, year over year, is going to be compared to it. Like, oh my God,
Yes.
well, Apple must be doomed because they couldn't have another record quarter.
Because you cannot have infinite growth on this planet? Wow.
Well,
Yeah.
one other thing about the earnings call, I don't know how many of you had a chance to actually listen to it,
I did. Yeah.
but okay, good. So, Patrice, tell me if this perception is wrong. There were a lot of questions over Apple and Google's partnership, but there was really no criticism, and certainly the results don't show it, of Apple Intelligence not being what everybody seemed to think it should be. It was almost like, okay, they've reset the expectations. Now let's hope that things work out better this time.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a lot more likely. But nobody was dinging them for that. And of course, how do you ding anybody for anything in this with this report?
Yeah.
But usually there's some naysayer in there that says, by the way, you really haven't delivered on this. And so I'm encouraged by that. And I'm still encouraged by the thing that we've talked about before. Is there anybody out there buying a phone based on AI?
No. It show I mean, it very clearly shows not. I mean, Apple, like Apple Intelligence, I don't think has made a big dent in the market so far. Most people probably don't care or don't realize they're using it. Like, I mean, that's also part of it. No, people buy the phone for the apps and for the stuff they're using, and not for does it have fancy Siri or not. And just to your point about the Gemini like partnership, that's incredibly smart from Apple, almost as if they did that on purpose to release that information before the earnings call, like a couple of weeks. So now everybody is focused on that, and nobody's talking about, oh, AI is failing, whatever.
Well, even so, it would have been real easy for somebody to, put a little snark in there and say, "Oh, you had to go and get bailed out by Google." And, I'm still not sure that's really the case. I don't, I'd like to, I'd, maybe I'm just giving Apple too much credit, but, or maybe they just fell into this, but they have not spent a lot of money researching AI where a lot of these other companies have gone crazy doing it. And Microsoft just got trounced for it in their earnings call a couple of days before.
I don't think you can compare that because Apple's historically always been lower in their R&D investments than other companies, but getting way higher outcomes out of that. Like, that's kind of part of their secret sauce, other than also the delivering the products to customers, where they're really, really good at. It's been their secret sauce that they can invest like a lower percentage of their revenue in R&D, and still outpace a lot of companies. But that doesn't mean that Apple can do everything, right? There's always things that you can do and that you can't do. And Apple, I mean, how many companies have they acquired? How many companies have they partnered with? Like, Apple hasn't designed their own, well, at least not originally, their own screens, their own glass. They partnered with Corning, right? Stuff like that. So sometimes they acquire, sometimes they partner, but like, that's normal. And just because Apple is a company in the AI world, like they've been for a long time, people just didn't call it that, doesn't mean that they can't go out there and say, hey, someone is doing a good job. Why wouldn't we use it? But they're using it anyway in a way that they can always switch to something else, which is the Apple way.
It's interesting, Chuck, that folks didn't bring up Apple Intelligence to any degree during the earnings call. I think it's sort of they've learned that's the uncle in our family who is dysfunctional, and it's just polite not to talk about it right now. They're coming to Thanksgiving, but just let's not talk about it. I think, though, our expectation of what Apple Intelligence is going to be, I think it will begin to sell phones if they create what Apple is known for creating, context-based information that's secure, that's on device. Anybody on any smartphone, if they want to get ChatGPT or they want to get Perplexity or they can just get the app and run it that way. The thing that I think is going to set Apple aside, if they get the model correct, is here's your private information. You can interact with it within the context of your phone, and it will be useful for you to use. It's not going out to the universe, and that's where our intelligence is. It's within the device and within the data that you have, versus, telling me how many moons does Mars have. That you can use any kind of app or step out of the Yes Lady into another app to be able to do it. That's what I'm
Marty.
looking forward to in WW, being announced.
Yeah, and I, Marty, I think you're right. AI is not going to solve everything, at least not right off the bat. And I still think that the user experience is important. I think the walled garden is important. And that's, the numbers would seem to validate that. So it's people are buying an iPhone. They're not necessarily buying a Siri machine or a ChatGPT machine or a Grok
Or a
machine
personal assistant.
or a personal assistant, at least not at the moment. You know, maybe it can and will, but we're not there yet. And so people vote with their wallets.
I mean, yes and no. I think at some point, for like over time, it will matter, or that it does matter. Like people do care whether like the HomePod is useful or not if they want to buy a HomePod. Now, how long does it take until everybody wants to buy a HomePod? That's a different story. But I think eventually people start to care when they want to use that. But right now, with the phone especially, as you said it, like download Perplexity, download ChatGPT, download Gemini, whatever. Download the apps and use that, and people are perfectly happy to do that.
Well, Patrice, I think that's a great point. But nobody else is doing it either. You know,
Yeah,
nobody else
exactly.
has it. So Apple really is not having to compete with anybody else because there is no other competition. And I mean that in the sense that it just doesn't exist. You know, Microsoft, Google has not, nobody has brought out a phone and said, that says, oh, this will do everything for you
Not
natively.
yet. Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Not
Yeah.
yet. And how well will it do it? And for those, hopefully the enlightened, we get more people that are enlightened about privacy. Hopefully people will factor that into the equation as well.
I was on the sidelines cheering for Cortana when it came out, saying, here's an opportunity.
It was
And, you
good at
know,
some point, yes.
Microsoft slayed that dragon right away.
Along with the Zune.
No, but
Ouch.
there was a time where Cortana was the better voice assistant. It was a brief period, but it did exist. Right? So it's just, yeah. I mean, as I said, over time, and a lot of this business is about perception. And what Apple cannot afford is to be perceived as not being innovative, not having the best of everything, right? Because that's their shtick. Like Google or Microsoft can be like, oh, we have whatever, especially Google. Oh, we have low price devices, and who cares? They're free, basically. And people are fine with that. But Apple cannot afford that. So over time, eventually you get to that point where, like, if Apple were to continue down the path of Siri is basically stuck in the whatever 2012, 2014 era. Yes, she listens to me. I don't know, their MacBooks are slow and their phones haven't changed and whatever. Like, if that were to happen, then eventually I think people will start to care because they're like, okay, Apple's just not keeping up anymore. Right, but it takes probably 5 to 10 years for that to happen. It's not a immediately today thing. Like, I mean, think about it. Like, where IBM was at some point, where Microsoft was at some point, it does happen.
All right. As much as I want to keep going down this very interesting path that started with a discussion about Apple's earnings, I want to make sure we take advantage as much as we can of Dave's show notes from In Touch with iOS, because
Okay.
that's where all our links are coming from. So I'm dropping another story on us. There are new AirTags out. Second generation AirTag. Gosh, if only someone had one so that we could see what they look like. If only someone
Mark
had one
Dave is
within
like,
arm's reach. Oh my goodness, Dave Ginsburg.
as always.
As always.
He probably got it fresh off the whatever, the shipping container from China.
No, don't
Right,
go
it
that
probably
far.
still had that
There you
fresh sea
go.
smell.
Uh-huh.
So,
Apple was like, okay,
Mark,
like, I know we got
Marty
to
has
stock
them
our
too.
store. I know we got to stock our stores, but first Dave Ginsburg has to get his.
Marty got it
Right.
too the same day I did. So,
Yeah, they were not supposed to be delivered until today, and they showed up yesterday. Along with, I decided to go ahead and get the Belkin. loops that came out that were new too.
Yeah, oh,
So I had a four
interesting.
pack and a new one. I'm doing some traveling next week, and so I want to just kind of replace the air tags on the stuff that I had. So.
Nice. These new air tags, let's see, improved precision finding, longer Bluetooth range, or I guess wider Bluetooth range. Would that be right? Greater Bluetooth range. There we go. That's the correct word. Greater
The
Bluetooth
best
range.
ever, do you know Apple? The
The
best
best
ever
of any
Bluetooth
AirTag
range.
ever.
Exactly.
Yes. And the speaker's louder as well.
Yeah, twice as far and twice as loud. I want to summarize it.
For me, the big thing out of these is the improved precision finding.
Yes.
Because while the sound is great, not everyone has stereo hearing or hearing at all. So having a way to be able to more accurately locate where an AirTag is, I think that's a huge thing. I'm glad that they're louder now, but the better precision finding, that's the big sell for me in these.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably both for most people. I mean, it's like precision finding is great if especially if you have a, what is it, iPhone 15 or newer, I think you need
Yes.
for that. But when they're stuck under the sofa cushion somewhere, louder is also helpful.
Yeah, and they dug added some good compatibility with the Apple Watch, and I think the Apple Watch is limited to like probably like Series 7, Series 8. I don't know if it is about the newest model you can do with that too. So, but to be able to actually have the precision finding like you have on the iPhone is really great with the watch. So that was a nice bonus.
Yep. I
And
don't
of
know if
course,
there's
you
a
have
lot
to.
more to say on this. Is there?
I wanted to play. I wanted to play Universal Soldier. I'm tired of the beep 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 beep. I'm kind of
You want an air raid
things. I
siren?
think, yeah, something like that. So, something more intrusive.
No, you want Chuck Joyner to yell at you. That's what you want.
Or
Yeah,
like a Michael
that's
Jackson
exactly the word.
scream,
Ah, that would be cool
or
too.
Roger Daltrey, from
That'd be good
Won't Get
too.
Fooled Again. Yeah. Yeah,
Then
I kind of like that. Yeah.
also of note, you got to make sure you're upgraded to 26 dot was it 26.2.1?
Two.
26,
Yeah.
2.1.
Yep.
That just
Yeah. So
came out
it's
this
time to
week.
upgrade to 26.2. If you
Yep.
haven't already.
So,
Yeah,
all
you should
right.
anyway.
Then, one other thing I want to hit before we move on to cool things brings us right back to the whole AI thing. Apple has picked up another company. They spent, what, over $2 billion to buy this company? QAI. And so, this is a company out of Israel. And, crap. I just lost my link with all of the info on it, or my tab. Anyhow, I will talk vaguely as if I know what I'm talking about and let everyone else fill in the blanks. So,
As if we know what we're talking about. Okay.
right. So the company, the AI work that they're doing relates to tracking facial movements. So, the image I have in my head of how this will be used, and we did talk about a lot of this on In Touch with iOS last night. This could be really helpful for accessibility. So if you have limited mobility, you can use facial motions to control your Apple devices. The other place that I see this really useful would be to enhance avatars. So build this into a Vision Pro so that you can use that to more accurately represent the facial expressions of your avatar when you're in group chats and stuff. But there you go. It's another AI company, and the name's kind of cool, Q AI.
Maybe it's quiet.
And kind of background to it, the founder, Mezels was last name. He also founded PrimeSense, which Apple acquired back in 2013.
Right.
So, and that was the basis of Face ID. So now he's got both those technologies with this guy working with Apple to be able to coordinate the AI portion of of this. So that's pretty impressive for a company like that to get bought out twice.
Yeah, so he got a ton of money from Apple twice. So
Yeah, and
different.
Apple spent what, 2% or less of last quarter's earnings to purchase the company. And I think of it
2%,
in that
yeah.
perspective,
Yeah.
the idea that there are patents that the company has, things that have not fully evolved, the possibilities that this will really set Apple on top of the accessibility domain, because there are a lot of folks out there with those kinds of needs that would be able to turn to Apple to have that for their device.
Yep. Oh,
As well,
oh, go ahead, Jack.
oh, sorry, Jeff. Well, just to pile on with Marty, just as well as people without the accessibility needs that would benefit from having a different kind of control over their device or over Siri or whatever.
Yep. So I'm very interested to see what comes out of this. And my expectation is that it won't be too long in the grand scheme of things before we start seeing announcements that involve technologies that come out of QAI. So, yeah.
Good stuff.
And so we're at the point now where I get to talk about just how awesome it is that Awe Technologies sponsors our show. What Awe Technologies is doing is that making sure we have the bandwidth and to be able to do live streams. We have the hosting space we need, so there's a place for the website to live, and there's a place for all the show recordings to live, and yeah, so we have all of that, all the resources we need so that we can bring shows to you every single week. And without their support, we just wouldn't be able to do the things that we are doing. So, I'm really glad that Awe Technologies is our sponsor. Now, for those of you that may not have heard about them in the past, I hope you've been listening and you have. But for those that are just getting caught up, Awe Technologies does the whole thing where you need to have remote monitoring for like a construction site or whatever it is that. The video stuff, the whatever environmental monitoring, all of that. You go to Awe Technologies and they're going to help you make that happen. And they're going to be awesome when they do it. So if you need to have any of that remote monitoring for whatever your site is, hit up Awe Technologies, and that's AWE Technologies, awtechnologies.co.uk. Thank you, Awe Technologies, for being our sponsor. Okay, so with that, Patrice, do you mind if I turn to you to talk about the live stream, because you do it so well?
I'm not sure I do it so well, but I'll talk about
You do it better than me, and that's what matters.
it. Okay, relatively speaking then. Yeah, we have a really cool live stream and live stream system, completely independent from the big players like no YouTube or Vimeo, which was just got acquired and half of the people got fired, or any of the other stream solutions out there. Like, we host it on our server that is provided by Awe Technologies. And yeah, so it's really cool. But it's exactly like you would expect. Like, you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com, you have the video on the left, the chat on the right. It generates a really funny name for the people who are joining, so you don't really have to You don't have to pick a name if you don't want to. It will be the hopeful Euclid, for example, I saw in here earlier. And yeah, you can just start typing and talking to us. And all you have to do is go to that website when we record shows, which is usually Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for this very show. And also Thursdays. We have Thursdays, the big show, where we talk about anything but Apple in technology. We talked a lot about chips and AI yesterday. And the big show, 7 p.m. UK time on Thursdays. If you want to join, and yeah, you can like Bob Beach, for example, and a lot of other people. You can just talk to us and interact with us and ask questions and comment on things and so on. And Bob Beach has had some really cool comments in the chat. So, like for example, that Mars has two moons. No, actually, he actually confirmed that 99% of iPhone users don't really care about Apple intelligence, and I think that's probably true for more than that, and also more than iPhone users. Yeah, so that's how it works. If you want, like, if you don't wanna, if you missed the live stream or you don't wanna join, totally fine. You can't. You're working. You're sleeping. Like, you know, we're a global outfit. There's a transcript of the chat. All the links for news stories, for extra things, for cool things that are coming up. It's all on the website, britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then, yeah, pick a date. Pick a date, pick any date. If you pick today's date, you will see what we had in the chat today. And today's date would be January 30th, 2026. Month is almost over.
Crazy.
It's crazy already, yes. Been a crazy month. Feels like 50 years in 1 month, but
Yeah,
it kind of
it's like
does.
that. Kind of does. Yeah. So yeah, that's how it works.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. And it sounded so much better coming from you. I just trust me. Okay, so I believe now it is time for us to do some cool things. I'm glad, Dave, that I didn't call out your cool thing at the beginning of the show when I saw it, because now it's a surprise for everyone. So tell us about your cool thing.
Here is my cool thing. Got the new watch band, the Unity Series watch band. It's got a pretty cool packaging. Even got this nice little card telling you what it was all made for, and it's really nice. And I think it looks really good too. It looks on my wrist
It
here, and
does.
it's a really nice band. I love these solo loops, these braided solo loop bands. I think that's pretty much the only one I buy. I switch back and forth, but so yeah, they look close. They're real close there. That's got some nice color to it. So, very nice band, and I bought every one for the last few years, so I got them all in my collection. So, and I always find them to be really nice, and I'm absolutely proud to support it. And you know, again, $99. Those braided solo loops are a little expensive, but I think they're worth it. And yeah, check it out. Apple just released it this week. And I got it the day it came out. Yeah, I ordered it right when it came out. And then I received it like Wednesday, I think it was.
All
Wednesday,
right,
actually.
cool.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday. But and then the AirTag came Wednesday. So I beat Marty on those. But so,
As I said, you
cool.
got it
Guess I got
like
it. There you
right off
go.
the ship.
It looks really nice. I really like it.
Awesome. Okay. That is really cool. I do like that. Okay, so next up is Patrice.
This was going to be my
Yeah.
pick, my second pick, so I'm glad you picked it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, Shrinking, new season is
Oh, I
out.
love it.
First
Love that
episode.
show.
Really great show. I mean, if you haven't watched it, it's a Bill Lawrence show. You might know from a ton of other shows like Scrubs, for example. By the way, Scrubs is coming back next month as well. Just FYI. Ted Lasso, like, he's done a lot of really great shows. It has Jason Segel, it has Brett Goldstein, as usual. It's just a great show. And the first episode, I'm not going to spoil it. The only
No.
thing I'm going to tell you, Harrison Ford has a really good episode, like really great. There's a surprise guest, and I basically was crying the entire episode almost. Like, I think the first quarter I survived without, and then the tears started flowing, and it did not stop until the end. So
It
it's
always
that
gets
night.
me.
It was that good. So yes. Drinking, new season coming out, and they confirmed as I
Or
think the season was hitting the streaming service, that season 4 is confirmed now. So we're getting
cool.
another. Yay!
I like Wendy Malick is his now, well, his girlfriend, I'll leave it at
Yeah.
that. She's fun as well, and all the characters are
Yes.
early. Even
Yeah.
Ted McGinley for, I mean, I remember Ted McGinley from being on The Love Boat. That's how old he is.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he's
Yeah,
really funny. They're all
all
the
the
characters.
characters. Yeah,
And
yeah. I
then
mean,
Kurt Goldstein is in it too. I mean, he appears. I don't want to spoil anything on it, but yeah.
There's actually, now that I think about it, there's actually two surprise guests because there's also a Scrubs related surprise guest on the show. Just saying. So yeah, go watch it. It's out there. Next episode is coming out next week.
Awesome. Okay, so I keep hearing this a lot lately, so I guess I need to add it to my list and I need to start watching Shrinking.
You do.
Yes,
You
you do.
absolutely
You
do.
really, really do.
Yes. Yes. So
Okay.
good. I mean, like we just like all the people we've just mentioned and more.
You know, my problem is there's too much good stuff
Yeah, it's
on
true.
TV right now.
Yeah.
And it's like,
And then I've
yeah,
and then I force you to watch other stuff.
yeah.
Sorry.
It's this is the cross I bear, people. What a wonderful
Totally.
cross to bear.
The other character I absolutely love, Jessica Williams. She plays
Oh
Gabby.
yeah.
Oh my God, she is
Yeah,
hilarious.
Gabby is hilarious. Like, I
Yeah.
love her.
All right. Well, it's on my list now.
Yeah, new episodes Wednesdays, just so that you know. Which usually
Okay.
means Thursday, means Tuesday night.
Which means Tuesday night. Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So, Marty, your turn.
Yeah, Patrice, so this show makes you cry?
Yes, in a good way.
Well, if I
Yeah.
want to weep, I just go to work.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob. I'm sorry,
You know,
Marty.
I haven't seen it yet. There's a lot of buzz about it. Just the whole concept in terms of counseling, psychiatry, things like that feels a little bit too much like work for me. So I'm pushing hijack right now.
Yeah, which is a good show as well.
For a
No,
different kind of energy.
but like, I mean, it is set in a psychiatry setting, but I mean, if you know like Brett Goldstein and also like Bill Lawrence, it's more about the relationship between the people and less about the counseling, whatever stuff. It does
Ooh,
show up,
human
but
nature stories. I'm in.
yes, that is
You know, I want to
exactly
see
it.
things blown up. So,
They
or
do.
things go fast. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
All
they do.
right. My pick, I was going to go with something low hanging and I thought people would say Apple Creator Suite. I didn't choose that though. I mentioned earlier that I've got some presentations coming up next week. And instead I found this device because I'm going to be doing a presentation that involves, virtual headsets, Apple's Vision Pro and also Galaxy and some of the Meta stuff for a group that's interested in how that could apply to essentially group counseling. So I'm going to have my hands full. So instead, I usually have one of those long pencil-like clickers that will do stuff. The cool thing that I purchased and played with last night in class is this wireless finger ring presentation clicker with a laser pointer, if you want that. Has volume control, it and you know, so I can put it on one of my fingers and I still have both hands available for me to move objects or do objects if I need to do that. Yeah.
You're one of those, right?
That
Yeah. No, I don't talk with my hands.
doesn't
I just imagine picking up a $3,500 device with one hand
it?
while I'm not gonna happen.
No.
So
No. Yeah. But does it come with a
This
lantern? That's the question.
does it come with a what a
With a
lantern?
lantern. Yeah. Because it's a
I
ring.
don't think so.
Oh,
Yeah. The thing about the
no.
one that I have here is it has
Okay.
USB-C, it has a USB-C or a USB-A that you kind of pull out from the bottom of it and then plug it in and that becomes your Bluetooth connection. So you have two choices. Other ones that I have that I've used are all USB-A. So this is kind of nice. 21 bucks on Amazon. Take a look at it. There are other ones like this in that marketplace that you can look at, but this just happens to be the one that I got.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good
All
reviews.
right,
Awesome.
cool.
I like this, Marty. I think you spent some money. I really do. This
Yeah,
this.
it's made for people with smaller fingers. I mean, the ring
That's.
on it where you attach it is bendable. I mean, it's pliable, so you can get your large fat fingers like I have, Hulk hands, on them. But it doesn't just slip on your finger. You kind of have to, for me, you kind of have to push it and get it on.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like you said, multiple adapters, and then the light is like 328 feet. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah.
I'm expecting now
Oh, you might have
at
spent
this
my money.
summer's Mac stock to
Yeah.
see both of you. Actually, Dave, you'll end up getting one. So I want to see all three of you just walking around wearing this as a fashion statement.
I'm gonna wear like four of them,
Oh
two
yeah.
on each hand.
It also means we can paint. It also means we can paint Jeff with lasers from the stage.
It'll be like
or
I'm the
better
prey in
yet,
Predator.
put it on the stage and watch him like jump around like a cat trying to catch
I can't wait to
it.
see how that plays out. Will I chase the red dot around the stage? Will I tuck, duck, and roll?
Or will you pull Dave in front of you as a human shield?
Good that.
Yeah, actually, I think I'd be more likely to pull Mike in front of me as a human shield because he's going to be right there. Yeah.
There's
So,
way too much planning going into this. Yes, there
but
is.
always be prepared
Zero. Absolutely.
because you never know when it's going to go down.
Who's going
Yep.
down? Yeah, well, that depends on who's not prepared. So, all right, I believe this brings us to your pick, Chuck, and it's so much of a mystery, I don't even see a link for it.
Well, I haven't put a link in, Jeff. I'm going to give you a choice. I can go very inexpensive, or I can go a bit more expensive.
Bit more expensive.
Bit
There we
more.
go.
Okay. All
Spend
right.
our
Then I
money,
guess.
Chuck. My
All
money.
right. I'm a little
Spend Dave's
surprised
money,
because
Chuck. Spend Dave's money, exactly.
that was not the link that I had ready. But there we go. Okay. So let me find this. So this is from OWC. This is the Mercury Elite Pro Quad
Yes.
Raid Ready enclosure. Okay. Now, and if you pop up the link, it says JBOD, which means just a bunch of discs. You can configure this to just stick a bunch of discs in that you have laying around, and they will just perform independently. Just, so you can mix and match as you wish, and you figure that four bays divide $219 by four, and you've got a really terrific. A terrific case for four different drives. But you also can take this and use the soft RAID program that is not included. You have to buy it extra and turn this into a full-fledged RAID. And so I've used it in both. I picked up one of these up over the holidays because it was on sale. And I had a bunch of discs laying around and not small capacity discs, like four terabyte discs, and I think a couple sixes that were not back in the normal, my main RAID. And so I thought, okay, this would be great. If nothing else, just to stick them in as JBOD. And this just is, I mean, first of all, it's OWC. So second of all, this is USB-C, USB-C connection and USB 3.2. So you're getting a lot of speed. No, you're not getting necessarily the fastest thing out there. And OWC has other superior RAIDs, but also with a lot more, the cost a lot more money.
Oh yes.
So if you're
I
looking for
bought one of
something,
them.
well, there's one sitting back
Yes.
here is my main storage. But if you're looking for a way maybe just to take some of those old discs and put them online and make them usable. And also, these are great for backups. They're great for multiple copies of things. I would tell you this is a great thing to pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I like it.
when I saw this, I was thinking like, oh, it's only USB-C. And then I thought about it and I'm like, I mean, if you were putting SSDs in there, I would say, maybe get a Thunderbolt because you want the speed of the SSD. But as you said, for your spinning hard drives, for your older or backup hard drives or whatever, USB-C like 3.2 with 10 gigabits is plenty. Like that is more than the drives can handle. So that's totally fine.
Well, and not just that, but I've gotten over the idea that everything has to be available at any moment as
Yes.
fast as humanly possible. You know,
Yes. True.
this is for bulk storage. You know, if you've ripped a bunch of movies, if you have
Yeah.
even for your photo library. You know, unless you're going to be doing some heavy duty editing of some kind, this is fine. And so, you
Yes.
know, download
Yeah.
everything off of iCloud if you want and stick it on here, and you've got a local backup.
Yes.
There's so many things that you can start to think about if you have a huge batch of storage, whether that's spread out across different disks or whether it's just in one big pile.
Yeah.
But for the money, this and OWC quality. You know,
Yes.
yes, you can find cheaper things out there, and they behave cheaper, and they are cheaper,
Yes.
but
They are way cheaper.
this is not.
Yeah. What was the
It's
sale
not
price
an
on it?
NAS though. It's just a
No,
storage device.
just
So it's,
storage.
yeah.
It well, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right, Marty. No, this is a connected storage.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Connected
I've
to.
been Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
it's.
beginning to question whether or not I need to have all of my stuff accessible when I'm someplace else. When I have an NAS, it's like I never use it that way anyways.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I mean, especially these days where oftentimes you have, I don't know, iCloud and OneDrive and a third one, maybe even. And yeah, you probably don't need it. No, Chuck, you're absolutely right. You don't need the, like for backups, for example, you don't need the full speed because it's going to run overnight. Like, and it's usually doing a diff backup. Whether that takes half an hour or an hour, like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And Marty, to your point, taking nothing away from the NASs because they are great devices, but maybe there's some things that I'd rather not necessarily have online all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so if I have something sensitive here and I unplug this, the only way anybody's getting to it is if they come in my house and take it.
Yeah. Like for those people that are doing, for example, podcasts or client projects with bigger files, like once you're done with the podcast or with the project, you move it on the storage. Like move it there. You don't really like you plug it in when you need it. It doesn't have to be fast because it's archive. Like you don't care anymore. It's done.
So if any of this applies to you, this is a really, really great value.
Yeah, it
Is
is.
what Chuck, what did you end up paying for it when it was during the holidays? Do you know?
Dave, I think maybe it was 199. Don't hold me to it. I honestly don't remember.
Okay, so not big deal. Yeah, I've got those Mercury ones that take the two drives. So this would be awesome because I have one device that has all four drives in it, and I can get rid of all this extra and probably sell
Somewhere
them.
behind me is also one of those Mercury two drives, but the Thunderbolt
Yeah,
version.
the black one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I've got one sitting over there too.
Which I'm actually selling because I switched to a home built NAS, but that was a different use case I had. So
I'm tempted.
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
price is the same on OWC site too.
Yeah.
That's a
So
good price.
yeah. And again, you figure you're buying an enclosure for
Oh yeah.
four drives. So if you want to go to Amazon
Tell
and
me.
search on enclosures and look at the quality you get for $50 or less, and you know, that's
And here's the thing, it doesn't need to be a Mac. You can connect it to a Windows PC, you can connect it to a Linux PC. You don't need to buy the software if you don't need it. You don't even need to buy it at all. You can also use Linux, for example, if you have a Linux server you connect this to, it can do software for you. Like I think even Mac OS can do that if you want to. Like you have the options.
And
Yeah, good pick.
one last small consideration, maybe for you, maybe it isn't. You can you wh however you configure this, you're connecting one drive or all of those drives through one port on your Mac, as opposed to chewing
Oh,
up,
yeah.
multiple ports for multiple external devices.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's
Very
USB
nice.
2, 3.2 is the speed. So 10 gigabit,
Yes.
10 gigabit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it works with 2.5 or 3.5 drives, it says too.
It
Oh,
yeah, for sure. That's usually the
nice.
case. You can do 2.5 drive if you want. As I said, it depends what you want to do. I wouldn't, but it's up to your use case.
I do like the RAID capabilities only because, if you are storing your photos and one of those drives crash, you've got some backup on it. So it's
Yeah.
worth
If
the
that's
price, I'm sure,
important.
to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'd like to forget my family, but unfortunately, I have all these pictures of them.
Well, if nothing else, you need those for insurance, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Good pick. Good
All
pick,
right.
yes.
So I'm going to take us down the fun path, and when I say that, it could be almost anything,
That's
and
scary.
but in this case, it actually is Lego. So
What a
there,
surprise.
I know. But okay, to be fair, Lego is my happy place.
Oh, look at this.
So here's a really cool
Wow.
kit. It's been out for not very long, and it's called Shopping Street. So this is part of their like modular building, their city. And I have several kits that are in this line, and they're really cool because when you're doing the build, it's not like you're building one little shop. You're building multiple things that all go together. So in this case, you have two buildings. And between the two buildings, you actually have five levels, five floors, and this whole corner, it's like a corner. And so you have this courtyard out in front, and all these great shops, a bunch of little mini figures that go along with it. And here's the thing, it's 3,456 pieces, and it has a bunch of minifigures. And it still costs $249.99. So even with a bunch of minifigures, it's still coming in at 7 cents a brick, which is way below my 10 cents a brick fair price for a Lego kit. So it's like a super great deal for a full price set, and builds like this are just loads of fun. So this one is on my list of kits that I want to pick up at some point, and it is very
Nice.
cool. So there
Very,
you
very
go. More
intricate. I
Lego
like
for
what
you.
I like
More
what it looks.
Lego.
Yeah.
Nice pick.
It's great for social phobics too, because you can talk to little minifigures and have conversations with them. At this
Could
point,
be great therapy.
I could have a
Yeah.
conversation with an entire community. I just need
With the city.
I could have basically my own little city of people, and I could talk to all of them. So
It's when they
many
talk back.
minifigures. Yeah.
You've got a problem.
Yes.
Have you heard about the mushrooms that you can take where you start visualizing the little people? Maybe that's what I'm doing, and I don't even realize it.
Mean,
You
you're in
call them
Colorado
mushrooms, I
anyway.
call them, you call them mushrooms, I call them Friday night.
Potato, potato.
Oh man.
All
On
right.
that note.
Well, okay, so that's been this week in psychedelics. But seriously, it is time to wrap up. So thank you to the four of you for being just amazingly awesome people and putting a smile on my face. We all need more smiles, and so I really appreciate all of you. All of you rock. So we need to figure out where people can find you. Chuck, where would that be for you?
MacVoices.com is where you'll find everything that's going on. I'm in the process of releasing the CES interviews. There are a lot out. There are a lot more coming. There's something for everyone, so go check them out. Live show Tuesday nights on YouTube at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV with everybody here, including Patrice when she stays up really, really late, to join us. And on all the socials, I'm findable as at Chuck Joyner.
Awesome. Okay. And Dave, how about you? Where are you?
I am on In Touch with iOS. That's intouchwithios.com. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I am on the Vision Profiles podcast on Monday nights with Marty and Eric, and Tuesday nights on Mac Voices Live with the crew here, and sometimes Patrice. And Thursdays we record our show on it's at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel. Then here on Fridays. And you can find me on Mastodon and Blue Sky at DaveG65.
Awesome. Okay. And Marty, when you're not advising us on better living through chemistry, where can people find you?
At Gencius, Gencius on Blue Sky and also on Mastodon.social. My projects are at the podtalk.net website. But of course, Monday nights with Vision Profiles live at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And yeah, Dave's got the mug. With Chuck on Tuesday nights with Mac Voices, Thursday nights with Dave on In Touch with iOS, Friday mornings here when I could make it to the show. Currently, a new show that I'm doing that I hope to have all of you join, and I've already got some bids, is a show called 15 Minute Bites. And that is a 15-minute show where we have a tech person on to talk a little bit about the tech, and then they offer up one of their favorite recipes, whether they make it or eat it, and we talk about why. It was surprising to me to find out how many people are tech and foodies, and kind of enjoy food. So my first show was done with my son, who's on Gear Up and Go podcast with me, and we talked about esme, which is a Turkish kind of wonderful dish. So
Nice.
something that we share together. So looking forward to more guests coming on and more shows with that. So the podtalk.net is where you can find the links to all of that that I'm involved in. So thanks for having me here. This is the best way to start a weekend.
I
Yes.
agree. It
I agree.
is. Yep.
Conditionally.
Patrice, where can we find you?
Well, you can usually find me here on the British Tech Network on the Mac Show on Fridays, the Big Show on Thursdays. I already mentioned that. You will find like all the projects, the podcast, the social media links, the occasional, very rare, every couple years podcast I do more than every year, blog posts on my website, thepatrice.com. And then with Jeff, I do retro rewatch. We rewatch retro TV shows. We just wrapped up season three of Stargate SG-1. And there is a surprise episode coming
Oh.
tonight. It is a new show that I got Jeff to watch. It is
Oh
not
boy.
sci-fi. It is very different. And I'm going to give you a hint. Something wicked is coming your way. That's all I'm going to say. So
I wonder what that could mean, huh? Well, I'm just going to have to watch the episode and find out.
I think Jeff, you already know because we've recorded it already.
Yeah, I'm just creating the illusion that
Okay. Maybe you've
anyhow.
forgotten. You never
Totally
know.
plausible. No, I remember it, just the wrong order.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So right where we watch, that's where you will find it.
Awesome. Okay, then for me, Jay Gamut on the various social medias, and mostly though right now on Mastodon and Pixel Fed, and Blue Sky, and then for shows, Tuesdays on Chuck's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave's In Touch with iOS. Dave, thanks again for letting us borrow your show notes.
Always.
And thanks to both of you for putting up with me on your shows. And then let's see. Here for the British Tech Network, Big Show on Thursdays, Mac Show on Fridays. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And as Patrice just told everyone, Retro Rewatch. And with that, it really is time for us to wrap up. and just get into our weekend. So thank you again to all of you for just being absolutely wonderful people and awesome friends and being here on the show. And thank you to everyone that's watched and listened live today and been in the live chat. You are all awesome. And everyone that watches, listens to the show recordings later, thank you for being part of this as well. And Ewan, thanks for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And Awe Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. And with that, I do want to remind everyone, well, first to stay warm out there if you're in one of the cold places, but also come back next Thursday for the big show, and then again next Friday for the Mac show. And all of you, have an awesome weekend.
Bye-bye.